24 minutes to 10 o'clock, as you heard in Eyewitness News. It's a conversation that has been brewing for a while now. ANC party resolution in 2017 on an amendment to the constitution when it comes to land expropriation without compensation. Since 2018, public hearings in various towns, dorpies, cities, metros, municipalities in all nine provinces, then to parliament for parliamentary debates in committee. Public hearings continued in parliament on that motion on whether the South African constitution should be amended for the 18th time. It wouldn't be the first time, but for the 18th time, but to allow for a process of expropriation without compensation to help address South Africa's land redress issues. But it comes down to a vote and debate in the National Assembly this afternoon. Professor Ruth Hall is with the University of the Western Cape's Poverty, Land and Agrarian Studies Department, has been following this debate and has been a voice here on Cape Talk for the last 3 years. It has been 3 years of debate online in public hearings. Has there been is it a polarizing, a more polarizing constitutional debate that we've had so far in 27 years of democracy and since our constitution was adopted in 1996?
Morning, Lester. Yes, I think it has been. Of course, the constitution has been amended actually several times, but never in a particularly controversial way. Those have mostly been technical changes. You know, when the proposal to amend Section 25 of the Constitution, that is the property clause, was proposed in Parliament, it was February 2018, so nearly 3 years ago, that kick-started this process where there was a Constitutional Review Committee. That committee called for public submissions and received over 600,000 submissions. It means actually that was the highest level of public engagement with any parliamentary process since the making of the Constitution just after elections, which was in 1995. So yes, it really was, you know, it's the most vociferous debate really about the democratic transition and about the nature of our constitutional settlement. On the other hand, in a sense, it was a debate that was always going to yield very little. So, you know, it's a strange thing, I suppose, for people to get our heads around the fact that, on the one hand, land and property is the base of our economy. This is what really matters, and it matters to people across the board, whether you want to see radical change or whether you're terrified of it and you want to preserve the status quo. I think that the main thing that I want to say about the Constitution is that for the past 27 years, it is not the reason why the government hasn't redistributed land. On the other hand, it is sort of symbolic. So that's really where we're at now.
And for one group, it is some sort of ideological shift of the government trying to stake my stuff. On the other hand, you have a group who feel that it is the panacea for all of South Africa's economic issues and even maybe even personal redress.
Well, of course, it's neither, because firstly, we should make it very clear that while many people think that the Constitution says that government can't take your property, that's not the case. The Constitution has always said that government can take your property, and it can decide whether or not a compensation should be paid or how much. So let's be clear that the Constitutional Amendment Bill, the 18th Amendment Bill that is being voted on today, would change Section 25 in only quite marginal ways. It doesn't do away with the whole property clause. It doesn't say that land would be nationalized. And it doesn't say that government can always take property without compensation. What it actually says is that it provides a clarification that if government is expropriating a property, that is a law-bound process of taking property in a compulsory manner. If it does that for the purpose of redistributing it, in other words, not for using it for public works or something, but to redistribute it, then there could be no compensation, but it will be decided on a case-by-case basis, which means it will be subject to review by the courts. So the minister may make a determination that no compensation will be offered in a particular case of expropriation, but that can always be tested by the courts. So in many ways, it is a clarification that when they say there might be just an equitable compensation, it is on a case-by-case basis. But there are two other clauses that are proposed in this amendment that are sort of a statement of general intention, which says the land is the common heritage of all citizens and the state must safeguard this for future generations. Now, what exactly the legal implication of that is unclear to me, and I think to most lawyers. It means that in any future court case, the idea of a common heritage, the state must safeguard, also ecologically for future generations. But it doesn't actually change power in terms of who owns property. And the last change that is proposed is it says that state custodianship of certain land may be held. But it doesn't say which. So the state may acquire custodianship of certain land. Now, that would need to be spelled out in another in another law. So in a sense, if this passes today, in practical terms, nothing changes immediately.
At the end of the day, it does then come down to the numbers to have a two-thirds majority to pass. The DA, Freedom Front Plus, ACDP, some of the parties saying that it's a non-starter for them. PAC, where they have one vote, says they'll vote in line with the ANC. The EFF, we don't know because there are deep ideological differences in terms of the letter of the amendment that the ANC and the EFF differs with. And I wonder if what we're going to be going through this afternoon is purely just procedural in terms of what is in the proposed amendment and what, for example, what the EFF wants doesn't square up with the ANC's proposal.
Yes. And in fact, you know what? When in February 2018, when the EFF proposed this motion to change the constitution, and the ANC actually voted in favor, but only after amending it, it was already clear that they meant totally different things. When they say change the constitution or expropriation without compensation, the EFF means nationalize all land now. And the ANC says, we want the idea of expropriation without compensation on a case-by-case basis, largely because politically we look bad if we don't do that. So it does come down to the numbers, you're correct. The ANC currently has 57.5% of the vote in the National Assembly. They need two-thirds. They need another 10.2%. They can't get it from the DA. And the Freedom Front Plus will vote against it together with some of the other minor parties. Even if, as you say, you know, the others really don't add up to much. They add up to less than 10%. They add up to about 7%. So, you know, recently, right up from July through to August, and even more recently, the EFF has been on record saying this is not the bill that they asked for. They will not support it. And when the ad hoc committee reported back to Parliament and tabled this bill, it did so without unanimous support from within that. So basically, they hit a stalemate. They hit a stalemate in the ad hoc committee. Now the ANC's version of the bill has come to Parliament. You know, so of course things could change, but and it's terrible to lay your neck on the line, but it's quite possible that the EFF will vote against it. It has promised to vote against it. And if anything, the outcome of local government elections has strengthened the hand of the EFF in order to say to their supporters, we're not going to go with this ANC sellout.
You could have gotten this passed if you could have helped you in local government to get into local government as mayors and speakers if you had changed your mind on this, which the ANC has not done. But Ruth Hall, Professor Ruth Hall, Poverty, Land and Agrarian Studies at the University of the Western Cape, thank you so much for your time.